Hey, with that first hour just zinged right on by, and Vikes are going to halftime, and somebody didn't send my message to the coach and say, don't let those Vikings go off the field at halftime, because when they go into the locker room and they come back, they always mess it up. Oh, well, it is what it is. Okay, what kind of egg did the evil chicken lay?
A scrambled one. I don't know.
No, a deviled egg.
Deviled egg. Oh, okay.
What kind of egg did the evil chicken lay? A deviled egg. Come on, wake up. Smell the coffee. Come on. Let's go. All right. We were talking to Laura, correct?
Yeah, Laura is still
okay.
In the line.
Okay. Hey, Laura. Okay, what were you trying to squeeze in at the end there?
Yeah, say, I got him a pheromone collar to help keep him calm, because my vet was trying to say it must be having anxiety, that this is why he's getting behavioral marking after he was treated for the screw bites.
Okay.
So I put this pheromone collar on him. I'm wondering what you think about them.
I don't feel this is... he's been through a lot. He's been back and forth to the vet. He's been put on this food, that food. His gut system is hurts. It's just like with you. If your gut hurts and you're having a lot of problems, whether it be heartburn, digestive upset, you're not exactly a happy camper, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to want to start marking your territory, but... I really feel that this is, he needs to get healthy. I think that it's stress from that. He's just beside himself, and that's why. I don't think it's a power play or anything like that. I just think he is very, very unhappy because he doesn't feel well. But yeah, the pheromone collars, you know, they work with some and some they don't. So, you know, all you can do is try it. But,
all you can do is try it. Okay.
Yep, that's all. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck. And get the anti-icky poo and get his gut system working, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye. But I really feel that it's stress from everything. I'm sure he's been back and forth to the vet, you know, and cats don't take change, and you know, they had to change the food many times. That I'm sure, and he's been on major antibiotics. I'm sure that his gut, that I mean, it has to do with humans, and it has to do with that. You put all those antibiotics in there, and there's nothing. My husband went through all that, and I'm trying to get him to take probiotics. Well. I'll keep trying. But anyway. Okay, who's up next?
All right, so we have Kim on the line, and she has a dog that has skin tags.
All right, skin tags. Hi there,
how you doing?
Good. Okay, what kind of dog?
Good. Okay, we have, she's 15 years old, just turned 15.
Oh, my.
She's a schnauzer, yeah. She's good, though. She's very healthy. She is a schnauzer poodle mix, and she's getting older. She's getting the skin tags. Yep. So she has three quite large ones on her back, and we've taken her to the vet. They've scanned them and said that they were non-cancerous.
Right.
They're just annoying.
Yep.
Sometimes they scab over, and she will somehow pull one of the scabs off, and then it tends to bleed.
Right.
Make it difficult to groom her. So at this point, I'm just to the point where, okay, something has to be done. Can we actually take her to the vet and have those removed, or what would your advice be?
Like, how big are they? Are they, like, floppy?
They're as big as let's just say, a frozen pea.
Oh, a frozen pea. Okay.
Yeah. They're not floppy.
Now, are they pretty floppy, or are they, like, really, they're attached to the skin, but the skin moves with it?
Yeah, the skin does move with it.
Okay.
It does. And then they get kind of crusty and black. It's just, you know, it's first of all, it's not pretty, but they're annoying when they start to bleed, because then she bleeds on the carpet.
Oh,
and
I know it.
Then the other dog, she senses the blood and kind of gets a little frightened that something's going on. So,
see, the thing is, I worried about, you know, this isn't like real necessity surgery. When you get a dog older like this, to put them under to take care of something cosmetic, I'm not a fan of. So that's about, you know, it's a personal choice to you. What I would try is I would try putting some extra virgin coconut oil on them and see, because that's got a lot of good stuff to it. I know some people that they have put on those tags, and the tags have gotten smaller. They haven't gone away, but they've gotten smaller. All right?
Okay.
And so I would try that. And there is some... Oh, I'm trying to think. I know there, you know, there's some products for humans that you can put on skin tags on, you know, take off skin tags with these products.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting one to, like, maybe go on, you know, skin tags and dogs, holistic ways to treat them. And so, like I say, I would try that. Like I said, a dog at 15 going under for non-essential surgery, I'm not, like I said, I worry about. By, you know, putting the extra virgin coconut oil on, that will keep it more moist. And so they're less likely to rip and bleed.
Okay.
And then, like I said, you don't have to slather it, just, you know, just around the base of it, around the head of it. And that's just part of your morning routine or whatever. And just kind of check that out. But in the meantime, that's what I would do. There's a lot of stuff out there that might, you know, be able, you could use on dogs. You know, you're not supposed to use, not all human products can be used on pets, right? And so that's what I would do is look online that would be where I start. Otherwise, you can, Dr. Levy, Jessica Levy, she is going to be on the Holistic Vet. She'll be on next Sunday. And so if you want to call back, that's a question that you can, you know, ask her and see if she knows of anything that you could put on it. Another thing that she's a big nut about, if you take like people that have are not poor people, well, that works for people too. But anyway, let's say you've got like an abrasion or like a scab or whatever type of thing. If you take, depending on the color of the dog, you either use green tea or black tea. You make a cup of black tea or green tea. And then once it cools down, let it seep for, I don't know, about what, 3-4 minutes. Take the tea bag out. Okay. Cool it down and take a cotton ball and then put, you know, dip it in the tea and put it on, you know, like the skin tag. Or like the scab or whatever type thing, it works like it's got antiseptic. It really heals things well. All right, so you might want to try that green tea if you got a light dog, black tea if you got a dark dog, and just kind of hold it there for just a little bit. Maybe while the dog's eating or was he's tired and you're, you know, patting him, somebody's patting him, you know, just kind of hold it there for me, you know, maybe, you know, 30 seconds to a minute, and then just do it a little with each one. Now, when you put the coconut oil on, you just want to get him, you don't want him to lick it off right away. He's got to have time to, you know what I mean, soak in. So there again, maybe take him for a walk. You know, put it on before you go for a walk so that he can't turn around and lick the stuff up and off, and it has time to absorb into the skin. And same thing with the tea, right?
Okay. Yeah. I've used coconut oil on her paws. Uh-huh. Her paws will get a little bit crusty.
Yeah, yeah.
So that dried out during the winter. It's an excellent product.
I love it. Paws. Yeah, I'm always using it for something. And so that's why me and Costco are good buds. I buy it, you know, they have the big jugs for like $15. I usually buy about 4 at a time because I'm finding some. My husband was having a hard time when he saw me use it for the dogs. He says, okay, you're going to have a pet tub and a human tub. You're not going to take it out of the It's not like I'm like shoving their paws into the, but anyway, so now I have a tub for the animals and a tub for the humans.
But they are little human babies.
Yes, they are.
Little furry kids.
There you go. There you go.
It, right?
You bet. Okay. So that's what I would do. But like I said, I would try to opt for that to shrink it. So then they're less likely and then keep them, you know, moisturized like with that, the coconut oil. So then they're less likely to crack and then bleed. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
You bet. Take care. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Skin tags. Eee. Humans get them. Dogs get them. My Gilligan's got one. And I put it when I'm remembering, I put the coconut oil on. It really does help. And it does seem to shrink it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's up?
Yeah. So we got 2 minutes left and we can start it off with our next caller, who is Kathy. And she has a cat that is a picky eater, and it's not eating very much food. So.
All right, let's take care of that. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, how old's your cat?
12.
12? Okay, what have you been feeding?
We were feeding her just, you know, regular canned food, about 5 ounces in the morning, and then we'd feed her 5 ounces at night.
Okay.
And she lost. And she would eat like half of it and then leave it.
Okay.
But then about 2 hours later, she's like, I'm hungry.
Okay.
And I clean out the bowl because I don't want her to eat old food.
Smart. Look at you being such a mom.
And I noticed she's starting to get a little skinny. So I thought, okay, maybe we'll feed her some 3 ounces in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she'd get a morning, lunch, dinner.
Okay.
She would leave she'd get really happy that she's getting fed, and then she wouldn't eat the rest of it.
Okay. That's a lot, though. 5 ounces? How big a cat is she?
She's only 8 pounds.
Okay, yeah, 5 ounces for 8 pounds. That's way too much. You're talking about the tuna-sized can, correct?
Yeah, it's about five ounces.
Yeah, yeah, that's way too much for that kind of. I would feed half in the morning of that, and then if you want to do a half at in the afternoon, and then another half in the evening, you can do that, or half in the morning and half in the evening. You're just going to have to kind of work with it. But she's just getting too much food at one time. She can't. That's a lot.
Okay.
All right. And then what food are you feeding?
Well, we started feeding her meow mix because that's what she was on at the she's a rescue cat.
Okay.
And, I mean, we've had her since she was about 3 years old.
Okay.
And then she started turning her nose up at it. It's like, okay, well, what else can we? We tried Friskies. Well, she eats the Friskies, but now she's turning her nose up at the Friskies.
Okay. Well, why don't you hang on? Okay, hang on. We're going to come back, and we're going to discuss what food that you need to try with your cat. So don't hang up, okay? Why? This is appropriate for today. Why did the coach go to the bank? Why did the coach go to the bank? We'll be back. Yep, we're back. Yay, this is Katie K9 Show on MyTalk1071.com. Go to MyTalk1071.com. Go to the Katie K9 page and you catch my podcast, all the past shows, and then my Facebook page and the website. So check out my classes for puppies and for beginner one. And then I just put up some nose classes too, intro into nose work, which is very intriguing. Okay, why did the coach go to the bank? To get his quarterback.
Oh, that makes sense.
There you go. Why did the coach go to the bank? To get his quarterback. Which speaking of which, that's why I thought it was very appropriate for Vikings playing today. Yes, the quarterback would be a nice new gesture. So, anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to Kathy, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Kathy.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, now what you want to do is that both of those foods were very low grade foods, a lot of fillers, okay? And so I would strongly suggest that you should try some of the Nutrisource lines without the chicken, because most cats are chickenized to death, and there's like 6 or 7 new flavors without the chicken. Remember, cats take change hard, so you want to put like a half a teaspoon in with what you're feeding, and then rotate in it more and more, and then pretty soon you're all the way over to into the Nutrisource. If you're making a hamburger, give your cat some raw hamburger. Just give them like a pinch of hamburger. Okay, because cats, like I say, unlike my Adeline, who is a dog in a cat's body, that will eat everything that's not nailed down, pretzels, you name it, she'll eat it, okay? But anyway, and so what you want to do is start rotating her diet. When she gets onto one and she likes it, then hopefully in the next week, then try to rotate in another flavor, all right? And then another flavor. And so then add a little bit of warm water to it, because cats love the gravy of it. Remember, they lick their food. They don't chew their food. Also try to get, you know, with the winter coming up here, you want to get more omega-3s and 6s in your cat, because otherwise they get static cling, you know, as far as when you go to pet them, you get snapped, you know, a shock. And then, yep, and so that's why you got to add the omega. And so like Nutrisource has a salmon or an Ocean Select that's got some more. You can open a can of sardines in water, give that to the cat, like a half a can of sardines for breakfast, and then save the other half a can of sardines for the next day or the following day. And do that, you know, twice, you know, so he's getting sardines, real sardines, twice without being processed, you know, twice a week. Because that's the main thing, is get those omega-3s and 6s in. Because with the fall here and now, our furnaces are coming on. So then the dry heat happens, our skin gets, scratchy, and so does the cats and the dogs start getting statically. And then they start shedding all over the place because they're flipping out their coat. Even if you have a totally indoor cat, what happens is that when the days get shorter, aka the sun setting earlier, then they start shedding now, and so that's they get ready for their winter coat, the density of their winter coat, and so some get whipped. Obviously, ones that live outside get a real dense coat, and ones that live inside just get a so-so dense coat. But so that's why the omega fish oils, you know, is really, really good. Sardine oil is best. The krill oil, mackerel, the smaller fish are the best. The tuna and the salmon every once in a while, but remember they're heavy metal. And just like in the human world, we shouldn't have tuna or big fish salmon more than once, twice a week pushing it because, like I said, of the heavy metals in there. All right. So add some fish oils to this, to the cat. Also, extra virgin coconut oil. Put a little bit on her paw and let her lick it off. That'll be really good for her coat and good for her gut, too. Right?
Do I have to cut up the sardines for her? She's a very small cat.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Because when I have a pretty dainty cat and Mama Squigs. And anyway, so I just take it, you know, when you get the can of sardines in water, I just take a fork and take out about three of them and put it in her plate and she eats them, no problem.
Okay.
So that's what you want to do. It's just, I get out of the food that you're feeding. I try the Nutrisource brands, then some canned sardines. It's, you know what I mean? So start working on the coat and so that her coat is super soft. She's not shedding and she doesn't have a static and she's going to be enjoying dinner and life because now she's getting different stuff and stuff that has more of a fill, more fuller to her instead of full of fillers. That's what the lower grade cat foods. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yep. Now, I was going to bring that up today because the days are getting shorter. The heat's coming on. Our skin gets dry, and so do our animals. So now it's time to start bumping at the fish oil. Usually when the furnace goes on or the furnace goes off, I suggest strongly for all you pet dog and cat owners that you give fish oil at least 5 days a week. If you want to do it 7 days a week, great. If you're taking fish oil, you can give some to your dog or cat from yours. They do have, when you look online for fish oils, there again, what I just said, find the smaller fishes. Sardine, krill is very expensive, but it's really good oil. But it has a short lifespan. And so shelf life there, that's what I wanted. But anyway, so that's what the whole thing is. So get them on, start bumping up the fish oils for both the dogs and the cats until next spring when the furnace goes off and the air conditioners come on. Because all shedding is dead dry hair. And then if it seems like they're shedding constantly, it's because their omega-3s and 6s are low. So bump it up. Okay? Who's up?
All right. So we have 2 minutes left, but let's introduce our next guest. So we have Judy on the phone, and she is a Yorkie with esophagus problems.
Ooh, okay. Hi, Judy. How you doing?
Good.
How old's your pupper?
She's about... She's 15 now.
15, okay. And
she's about 5.5 pounds.
Okay.
And I took her to the vet a couple years ago because she was coughing, and he said her esophagus has dropped down.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, every day now, she is sneezing, and then she coughs and coughs until she gags like she's going to throw up.
Okay.
We have a Chihuahua that is very hairy, sheds a lot, but I keep everything clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the blankets I wash all the time, I vacuum.
Uh-huh.
But she's very consistent with this cough now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't know.
Okay, because a cough can be due to heart problems too, okay? So you have you, do you know what her resting rate is? Okay, do you know how to tell the resting rate? When your dog is like in a sleep or in like a very rested, I mean, where their breathing is slower, you count the beats, the outs. I do it as when he breathes out, that's one. And then he breathes out again, that's two. And then you do it for 15 seconds, and then you multiply it times four. All right. And so then, okay. So then you marked about, and you want to stay like anything under 30 is okay. 20 and a below is even better. Okay. Anything over 30, it's time to go have the dog checked out because there's a problem with the resting rate. All right. So if you want to hold on a sec, we got to run to break. So if you hold on, we can discuss this a little bit further. Hold on. What did the fisherman say to the magician? What did the fisherman say to the magician? Dumb dad don't doody do dad jokes. We'll be back. Do to me hot diggity don't diggity. All right. Thank you very much for that. All right. What did the fisherman say to the magician?
What a catch.
Oh, close. Okay, you know how a magician always says, pick a card, pick a card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the fisherman said to the magician, pick a cod, pick a cod.
Oh, pick a cod.
There you go. All right, there you go. Look at that. We're having fun now. We're having fun now. Okay, let's go back to Judy. Hey, Judy.
Yep, okay. I'm here.
So what you're doing is that, like, coughing is usually means some heart distress, all right? People think of the lungs and such like that, but a lot of times it's heart problems. And so what you want to do is when your pupper is laying, like, you know, snoozing, having a nap, or, you know, like he's just really sacked out, okay, just sat and just watch his exhales and count, like, one comes up, okay, and then another one comes up, that's two. And then another one comes up, and do it for 15 seconds. And then multiply it times four, and that's the dog's resting rate. All right? Anything over 30 is, time to have the vet checked. Under, you know, obviously if he can hang around anywhere from 50 or 14 to 20 is good. All right? So check that out and see what the resting rate is. If the dog is sound asleep, you know, check that one out too. All right?
Okay, and so, yeah, she sleeps. So I can do it then.
Okay, yep. So that's what you want. Don't touch them because then that wakes them up. You got to just sit there and you just got to concentrate on the exhales. You know, I just, it's easier for me to count exhales than it is inhales. Okay. And so, yeah, so check that out. And then what you want to do. Now, what food are you feeding her?
It's blue. I'm feeding her the rice and chicken senior tiny bites.
How long have you been feeding that?
Almost her whole life.
Oh, yeah. We need to change your food. Is what okay. I would do. Yeah. I would definitely change your food because you got to remember what dogs are brought onto this earth to be the cleanup crew, to eat everything and anything and never get sick. Okay. And then lucky them, we bring them into the house and we feed them the exact same thing every single solitary day. And so then that causes a lot of enzyme deficiencies in their gut and a lot of health problems down the road because they're meant to be an eating garbage disposal is what they are. And so I would start adding at her age here. I would even not even give her any processed food. I would go into I'd do some raw, and then I would also do now Nutrisource has small bites. You know, they're really tiny kibble, and they have some grain free, and they have one turkey. It's from Pure Vita. When it says turkey, it's only turkey. All right. And it's got turkey and sweet potato. And I would just do that and then I would rehydrate it for her. Put what you're going to put in the bowl. Put hot tap water on it till the nuggets or, you know, pellets, whatever you want to call them, afloat. Put it aside until all the water's gone and the food is soft. Now put your supplements in and then mix it up and now feed it.
What supplement?
Okay. I would put, I'd put her on some probiotics. I'd put her on some extra virgin coconut oil. What you could do for good flora, you can organic apple cider vinegar. I give her like a half a teaspoon.
Apple cider vinegar.
Organic apple cider, you know, with the mother, okay? The cloudiness to it. But that's what I would do. I try to rebuild her system because if she'd been fed the same thing all her life, and then also if she's ever been on any antibiotics and you didn't supplement with probiotics, then her enzymes could be deficient. Yeah, deficient. And so it just kind of tailspins into other things is what happens. So that's if this was my dog, this is what I'm not a vet, but this is what I would do if it was my dog. And so go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, what kind of a brand of probiotics?
You can go to vitalplanet.com. You can go to animalessentials.com. They have one that's a probiotic and a digestive enzyme all in one. So that's a really good one, animalessentials.com. If you take a probiotic and give some to your dog, you can use human stuff too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so, and then I would try to be like we were just talking about, you know, with winter and the heat, you know, coming the heat in the house, I'd start getting around some kind of fish oils. Okay. And so that's the whole thing is we want to try to, you know, get her so that she can help herself here. But that's what I would do. check her resting rate, and then, like you say, if you're you got to remember your vet's diagnose and prescribe. And so, what you want to do is go and say, okay, my dog's resting rate is this. I would like to have her lungs listened to, because when they're older like this, you know, things can happen overnight, partner. And so that's why, you know, have the heart looked at. I just had to, you know, I don't know if you heard the show. My Gilligan, he's 13. And he's a Yorkie Cairn Terrier. He's about 10 pounds. And one morning, he'd been drinking water and then kind of hacking, you know, not really coughing, but hacking sometimes,
yep,
you know.
He does that.
Yep. And uh-huh. So anyway, so then one morning I'm making it and I'm looking at him like, God, you don't look right. And then I'm looking at him and I put his dinner down and usually, you know, he jumps into the bowl pretty near and he just kind of ambles over and I'm watching him breathe. And so then I took the food away. And so he went and laid down, and in the way he was, we are in trouble. And here he was in congestive heart failure. And so I had him taken to Blue Pearl on Arden Hills, and he spent a night in the oxygen kennel. And then now he's on stuff for congestive heart failure. That's how I learned about, you know, the resting rate and stuff like that, because we're trying to, you know, use the least amount of dosage as possible. And so that's why I have to keep an eye on his resting heart rate to see what's going on. So that's what you want to do. So but like I said, what you want to do is then make his diet, you know, that, like, just like in human heart conditions, right? That they, yeah, you know, what we eat, we could probably keep ourselves off of meds if we eat right. Okay. And we can almost repair ourselves. And that's the same thing with dogs too. And so that's what I'm doing with, you know, with Gilligan between his diet. He's always had a good diet, you know, but you know, so it just is. Smaller dogs are more prone to teeth problems and heart conditions. That's kind of the way they run because they've been bred, overbred to be so little, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, it is what it is. So that's what I would try. I tried working on getting his gut system, you know, and more. I would get off what you're on. I'd rotate into maybe some of the Nutrisource small bites. Go to NutrisourcePetFoods.com, and then click on, you know, I was going to say cereals, dog food, and then go to the small dogs and then see, because I like Chuck and Don's, Pet Evolution, you know what I mean? All these small, they only sell to mom and pop shops, not to the big, you know, box stores, okay? And then just
roll to Chuck and Don's.
Yep.
I could go there.
Yep. Chuck and Don's. You bet. Yep.
I'm in Bloomington, so they're in Bloomington.
All right, good. And so then, like I say, just get a, and sometimes if you just ask for samples, they got free samples. And then, you know, because with the smaller dogs, those samples will last you for a while. And then also what you can do is go to the freezer section and get maybe like Stella and Chewy's. Do you know what base of food were you feeding? Were you feeding a chicken base or what from Blue Buffalo?
It's a chicken and
okay.
Right.
Okay. Stay away from chicken now. Don't stay away from chicken. Okay. And so what we're going to do is like go to the freezer section and maybe try a duck. I'll get a small bag of frozen duck. They're in patties or they're in like little nuggets. And then now just give a pinch here and there because your dog isn't used to it. We don't want to send her into a tailspin. Okay. And
right.
So.
And that's called Stella
and Chewy's.
Dell and Chewy.
Yep. Okay. And then Nutrisource has in their Pure Vital line the turkey and sweet potato small bites. I would start with that one. Because what is the neat thing about the Pure Vital line in Nutrisource, it's a single source protein, which is a rarity in the pet food industry. And what it is that when it says turkey, it's only turkey. There is absolutely nothing else. No chicken snuck in there or nothing. All right. It's totally turkey. And so that's why feeding chicken that long might have, you know, like I say, she could have a little bit of a chicken allergy. So what we want to try to do is just kind of get her on better things and just take your time. Don't go quick. Otherwise she'll have, you know, she'll get the runs. She'll be deemed as a sensitive stomach dog. So if it takes you, a week to a week and a half to rotate in some of this stuff, you know, you start out with a quarter of the new to three quarters of the old for like 3-4 days and then like 50-50 for 3-4 days. Okay, and yeah, so that's what you want to do is just rotate in, and like I say, but watch your resting rate and see how it goes from there, okay? And then see if that, you know, she's got some heart, because then if it does, then you got to take her in and have her, you know, checked out. Gilligan had to have an echocardiogram, you know, and so he had, because he had a lot of fluid, you know, he was breathing weird, so he had a lot of fluid buildup around his lungs and his heart, so we had to get that off. But, and then he's got one of his valves is a little bit off, is I think it was upper left ventricle, I can't remember. But anyway, so that's what I mean. That's when we have them, old, just like us, as we get older, we need repair. So yeah. don't be in the depth of despair, just take your time.
Okay, how much apple cider vinegar should I give her?
Just a half a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon.
Yep, okay. Half a teaspoon, because that's really good for the flora in the gut. All right, it's really good for us. I try to remember to take it every night before I go to bed.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just...
And then the coconut oil?
You'd want to build to like, and take about 2 weeks to build this. Build to like a teaspoon and a half.
One teaspoon.
How many pounds did you say your dog is?
She's about 5 and a half.
No, let's go to a half a teaspoon.
Okay, yeah.
Just go to a half a teaspoon of the vinegar and half a teaspoon of the extra virgin coconut oil. And really just do a couple drops of the, you know, of each, you know, at first. But the coconut oil, take your time, because she can get the runs if you go to. I know it sounds simple. Only a half a teaspoon. You just want to quick throw it in there. But the thing is that just do a couple drops or put a little bit on her paw and let it lick it off her paw. Okay, because what the extra virgin coconut does is good fats, but what it does is if there's any inflammation in her gut for what's going on, it will take that out. Okay,
okay.
So it's just the coconut oil is like an aspirin. It is the creme la creme of anything that ails you.
Okay.
So give that a shout and then see how it goes. And then you can always call me up at Katie's Canines. Or send it, go to mytalk1071.com, send me an email, or send me an email to my website. You know, so yeah, so just keep in touch, and I'll be happy to answer your questions, okay?
Great, thank you so much.
Okay, good luck, kiddo. Take care. Get that resting. Remember, 15 seconds, whatever, how many breaths, and then times four, okay?
Okay. She does, when she's sleeping, sometimes she makes noises like she's dreaming.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of dogs do that. She doesn't snore a lot,
that's
does she?
Normal?
Yeah, that's normal.
Huh?
Yeah, snoring is tough. Yeah, snoring is tough. Yeah. Okay, no, that a lot of dogs do that. They whimper like they're on the they're chasing a squirrel or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's they're just dreaming. Okay, kid, take care. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye. All right. Let's see. How do you organize a space party? How do you organize a space party? Be back. All right. Hi, Greeny. Appreciate you spending your Sunday afternoons. Boy, I was coming in today, it was like a rush hour. It was just nuts. It was a beautiful weekend. I think people were up leafing, you know, watching and coming back from the cabin and four wheeling. Boy, I saw a lot of four wheelers. It was like just craziness. So it was crazy, crazy. All right. How do you organize a space party?
It has to be out of this world or something.
Well, close. You plan it.
You plan it.
P-L-A-N-E-T.
That makes sense.
You plan it. Ha, 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 ha. Score. What's the score?
Yeah, so current score update. Right now it is 27-17. Minnesota Vikings are up for a change.
Yes. Yay.
13 minutes left in the fourth quarter, so hopefully they can
hang on
for last minute.
There you go. I forgot at the beginning of the hour to thank Peterson's feed mill up in North Branch, or Peterson's Mill in North Branch. They had the Pet Expo yesterday. And great time. And then the city itself in the park had kind of like a little craft fair and stuff like that. But Jen was up there. She's kind of the store manager in that. And just she puts on such nice things. And the store is just so nice. And we had Nutrisource was there giving out lots of free samples. And then I did 9:30. I did a ditty about pet nutrition. And then at 11:30, I did a ditty about manners and such like that. So I want to thank everybody that took the time to sit and listen. My PA system, my mic took a header. It was like every time you moved it, it's like, oh. So I wound up screaming, but luckily I could still do my show today. I only probably won't be able to talk tomorrow. I'll be, but anyway. So I want to thank Peterson's for having us at the Pet Expo. having me up there. It was a delight. They always are. They always welcome me with open arms. And I can't say enough. You guys got to go up. You want to do some gift shopping for your dog, for yourself, for your cats. They got so much stuff up there, and it's just a great place to kick around. I really every time I just enjoy up there. So that's Peterson Mill in North Branch. And if you go to it's Peterson NB North Branch Mill.com. Peterson's North Branch Mill.com. And you got the directions and everything else. And it is, it's just be a fun day. Drive up there when the weather's nice. Take 61, instead of the freeway. Even though the freeway is pretty nice with all the colors and stuff like that. So check that out. Earlier, I mentioned diatomaceous earth. Okay, ready for it? Got your pen in your hand? Dio, how I used to remember this word, is diatomaceous earth. The slang name is D-E, diatomaceous earth. It's D-I-A-T-O-M-A-C-E-O-U-S, and then earth. Diatomaceous earth. Now you want food grade. Now what I want you to go to this website. It's go to Luis, Louises petconnection.com. And she has a blog, and she has an awesome article about diatomaceous earth and how much to give yourself and your animals. This is good for everything. I'm going to explain a little bit more here. But go to her blog. And another thing that she has on her blog is treating a lot of dogs I'm hearing lately has been having Giardia. They've been diagnosed with Giardia. And you can treat Giardia very nicely with diatomaceous earth, believe it or not, and naturally. So this is a great, she's got a really good articles on her blog, so I really hope you take the time to check it out. And she explains so much about different things that are just great for your pets. But the main thing with diatomaceous earth, okay, and what it is a one cell fossilized algae. And what it can do so many things. This helps the human or animals better absorb the nutrition from the food they eat, which in turn it benefits them as a whole. And DE actually rids the body of roundworms, whipworms, pinworms, hookworms within 7 days of being fed daily. But to be the most effective food grade diatomaceous earth must be fed long enough to catch all the newly hatched eggs of the worms through the lungs and back into the stomach. And DE does not kill eggs. A minimum of 60 days is suggested for most worms. 90 days is advertised for lung worms, and even sometimes double the recommended dose. And DE has to come in contact with the worm or the parasite to kill it within 24 to 72 hours. Once you start deworming with DE, you don't want to stop or take any breaks. Otherwise, the infestation of dying worms, which emits bacteria and toxin, can cause a toxic overload, which can make animals or people sicker. And so, but anyway, so now the dosing chart is as follows. Okay, a dosing chart. Kittens, a half a teaspoon. Cats, 1 teaspoon. Puppies, a half a teaspoon to 1 teaspoon. Dogs under 35 pounds, 1 teaspoon. Dogs over 35 pounds, 1 tablespoon. Dogs over 100 pounds, 2 tablespoons. And then if you got dairy cows, hogs, and such like that, 2% of the dry feed ration. Chickens, 5% of the feed rations. Zoo animals, 2% of the daily feed. And then humans is 1 to 3 heaping tablespoons daily. And then you recommend starting out slow and increasing as desired after you are certain you aren't having any heavy detox effects. Because DE is safe and non-toxic dewormer, there are no chemicals to it. Worms cannot get immune to it. All right. And so whether it's for you, your pets, or even your home, DE, diatomaceous earth, has a wide variety of benefits. For one, it can help boost and build immunity, immune system, which keeps your pets happy and healthy with added bonus of a soft and shiny coat. It also used to detox any heavy metals out of the blood and even things like the E. coli and other harmful bacteria and viruses. And in humans, it's used a lot to stabilize blood sugar levels and lower cholesterol and blood pressure levels with over 15 trace minerals in its makeup. DE is great for everyone. So diatomaceous earth is unbelievable. I've used it to worm my horse, you know, the barn cats. I have not done it to myself. I just found out about the heavy metals that it can rid your body of heavy metals. It's like, whoa, I just might have to throw it into a drink or so. But see, now for humans, it's 1 to 3 heaping tablespoons daily. Okay. And then like cats, 1 tea. But now as anything, you start out slow, like a little pinch, and you build to what you need. All right. But if you want to read more about this, you're going to get your pencils. You're going to write this, this website down. It's going to be LOUISES, petconnection.com. Go to tips, the blogs. I think it goes, they have tips and advice, and they also have a blog. I'm not sure which one I'm under here recently. Let's see. I'm under the blog. So, yeah, go to the blog, and they've got different articles for you to read. But I can't stress enough. Now, diatomaceous earth, you can sprinkle around the foundation of your house, and it will kill ants or any kind. And what it does, if a flea, a tick, anything that is a crustacean walks through it, it scrapes their shell, then they dehydrate and die naturally. So that's why you can take some of this diatomaceous earth and put it in a baby sock, zip tie it shut. And then what you're going to do is give one pat on the back of the neck by the shoulder, one pat by the butt and the tail where they come together, and one on their chest. And so if any flea or anything, because now that it's getting more cooler at night, the fleas are looking for a warm place, so get ahead of it. You could also dust in your house, but if you're going to, if the dust flying, you need to wear a mask, but once it's settled, there's no problem. So check that out. Thank you for listening. Another week. Great there, Mr. Brian. We'll see you all next week. And Dr. Levy should be here, so don't hide your dogs. Train them. And if you don't train them, don't blame them. Catch you next week.